Forrester, montre-moi vos mains si vous parlez français. Oui, un, deux. Quelqu'un, non?
Non.
Une autre personne, oui? Est-ce que vous jouez au Duolingo? Ah oui?
Non.
Parfait. Perfect. So this is my poem about like learning French and what it was like, and learned it a bit in school, came back to it when I was about 30, and here we go. My French is an unfinished flat pack, neglected at the back of the attic. An armoire with doors that won't open. My old French teacher, trapped inside, slips meaningless notes through the door. Où est la piscine? Excusez-moi, est-ce que vous savez où est un bon restaurant parisien? Maintenant, je dois partir parce que ma grand-mère est flambée. Hey, I won't even translate
Ha
that. I've misplaced the bag of conjugations and frequently spill transvestite milk under a bowl of cereal. I confuse bar staff by asking for a pint of butter. Quand je parle en français, je me sens comme une autre personne. Comme je fais de l'espionnage avec cette autre langue. I bet I bombard anyone who will listen to mes nouveaux mots. Quand j'achète un burrito chez Boujoum, je dis à la serveuse, je sais que le guacamole n'est pas compris. Quand j'essaie d'acheter un hot chicken roll chez Central, elle me dit que they were out of bread. J'ai répondu comme Marie-Antoinette. Vous n'avez pas de pain, vous pouvez manger de la brioche. C'est vrai, j'ai commencé d'apprendre le français pour l'amour. The truth is, I learned French to have sex with existentialists. Un bon ménage à quatre, avec Camus, de Beauvoir et Jean-Paul Sartre. In the darkness, Sartre will whisper, "Hell is other people, except when I'm with you." Et après, nous nous couchons sous le ciel noir, sans étoile ou espoir. Nous faisons des beaux cauchemars ensemble. As we awake to the indifferent light of day, I feel one of Sartre's lazy eyes on me, the other still searching for meaning. Little by little, my French teacher is escaping the armoire. She's decorated the attic of my mind like it's Bastille Day. Serge Gainsbourg sings inside of me like a Bluetooth speaker. Je peux dire anticonstitutionnellement, inébranlablement. As the words flow, I feel fireworks of bleu, blanc et rouge. Merci. Merci. I'm here all night. Okay, so up next, so the first person on the open mic list is Imasha. A round of applause.
My name's Masha. This is my first ever Ovale.
Woo!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's this conspiracy going on in my mind that every single time Ovale's held, I'm always working the late shift at work. So anytime someone's like, "Oh, Ovale's happening on this Monday night," I'm like, "I'm actually working till 11 o'clock, like, so I actually can't go." And this has been going on for like 7 months. So I'm glad that I'm here finally. So it was fantastic to hear everyone today, and fantastic to see everyone. So I write a lot about decolonization, being an immigrant. If you can't tell, I moved to Ireland only 5 years ago, but I have the thickest Cork accent. Yes, I do. I write about being an immigrant, decolonization, and intergenerational trauma. And today I'm going to share with you a poem that I was like, I need to say tonight after Anadi said a poem about capitalism and neoliberalism and fascists. And this is about this growing rise of anti-immigrant sentiment that is present in Ireland that is terrifying. And this is about what I feel about it, what a few people that I know feel about it. So, yeah. You do not belong here. This land where you are residing, we are full, you're not one of us. I can hear their screaming, it's so loud. All the bones that hide under my skin wants to shatter at the shrills and screams of people who create the fear of not belonging and are wanting us to live on this land. You're not one of us. Where are you from? Where are you really from? Not Irish, really. Go back to where you came from. My lungs expand. My head falls low. I am so tired. Tired of hearing the same words over and over again, phrases that echoes through every second person that crosses my path. Doesn't mean nothing that I joined a society that wants to emigrated to lands far, far away from their home. Every day I wake up, I'm told you do no longer belong here. Do I pack up my things into the two suitcases I moved here with my entire life of 5 years, into two plastic boxes on wheels and leave? Where do I go from here? Back home to my mother or to a completely new landscape far away from here? Do I stay here and continue? Keep my head down, look the other way when they call my name. Echo the silence that I want to see. Or do I stay and fight? I'm tired. I'm so tired. I want the fighting to stop. I want the names to stop. I want to be able to let my lungs not be afraid to breathe, to not look over my shoulder as I walk home from work. When will it end, this hatred towards people like me? People who want to keep working and contributing and falling in love with the country they now call their home. Will it end, this feeling of misery? Do I know when I can finally breathe? Thank you.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much, Amasha. Really, really good. Okay, up next we have Antonio Di Mare, isn't it? Di Mare.
Yes.
Of the sea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, thanks again to the beautiful poems from Anna and Farah. Really amazing, wonderful poems who truly have inspired, I think, many of us tonight. My poem is entitled Persephone's Forgiveness. Giving just a little bit of context, Persephone in the ancient Greek was the wife of Hades, the queen of the underworld. And this poem, I think, talks about the world of the underground. If you will there to die now, how would you like to die? Scrawling the fingers on the next story on Instagram. If you could have the privilege of saving a life now, how would you do that? By editing the photo before posting it on TikTok. In the name of the Father and the Son, I will kill you right now. But before doing that, please let me give a voice to my demons. They won't care of any algorithm. Angry and bored, bored and silent, silent and guilty. Call your ghosts by their names. Take their end to end. Bring them down to the underworld and ask for Persephone's forgiveness. How much desire for life can fill a soldier before shooting? How little desire to live is there behind the rape? I am the law. I am the Holy Spirit. In every child murdered, in every single woman raped. There is no king in the no man's land. Bombs and bodies, blood and apathy. How can this revolution be rebuilt? Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio. So up next, can we have the fabulous Sue Blue?
Thanks very much. Wow, what a moving event it's been. Thanks, Anna. Again, it's been a stunner for me. I brought a poem that reflects on when you migrate, what happens to language. Words in exile. How can the mind wrap around language when words are missing their roots? Hues of history imbue the helix of genes. Generations steeped in meanings deep, nuances known to every cell in the body. The lexical gap between mother tongue and the new betrays the poet in exile. Expressions cannot find their belonging, oblivious to the tortured tinge of time, memory shallow, subtleties non-existent. Inspiration calls in images never spoken, left behind a world defined by connotations. The foreign mind finds its home in silence, with no command over smithing the metaphor or twisting the wisdom of proverbs to vision. Between the languages, a space expands so vast, unimaginable to the untraveled rambler. Migrating, we become a persona unknown to the trusted origins we abandon in the past. Our words, a mirror of floating clouds, nebulae of mysteries yet to uncover as we coil our lives into the helix of a new place.
Thank you, Sue. Just to FYI, there's not very many names in the list, so if you wanted to go on, just give me a wink or come up to me. But okay, the next poet on the list is Philip Spillane. Ah, yeah.
Thank you very much.
short announcement. I'm doing a gig in 2 weeks' time in Moorings on the 13th of October. We have Seamsha, beautiful. Well, I found out she's a witch, so I'm going to say she's a witch. And I pretend to be a druid, so I'm a druid. And we're both going to play some lovely tunes. It's going to be so called soft chords. And we're not going to really advertise it, but I'm going to say it here, there might be an open mic at the end as well. So if you want to come along and bring a guitar or bring some poetry, we'd love to hear it. We have a beautiful crowd here and we'd love to hear your words. Thanks, Patricia. The 13th of October, Maureen's at 2 o'clock. It's an afternoon gig. Thank you. I am on my way down the motorway, the highway and the low way. I haven't got much to say when I have a good song to play. Always are the right ways, even the wrong way. I am on my way, be with you someday, somehow, some way. I haven't got much to say when you have a good song to play. Always are the right ways, even the wrong way. I am on my way, might be the slow way, not the best way, but it's my way. Haven't got much to say when you have a good song to play. Always are the right ways, even the wrong way. It's not your way, it's my way. It's not their way, it's my way. Not the best way, it's my way. Sinead.
Okay, and up next we have Patricia Walsh, please.
This is called Shock to the Pink. Shock to the Pink, immeasurable disaster, nicely painted through a proper hue. Laughed at by choice, better affection, reading in stern example, hard application, misplaced commas declare itself mature. In these senior times, more of this nonsense, hitting to a purpose exalted to heaven, ambling from the car park, love without a measure, the rare forms prized, the obvious pains, stern discipline to a language delighted. Drinking coffee where none or through functions, watching time. Leverture condemns the innocent dispenser. Magnifying the Lord to reward indeed. Thinking of liberation like a cleaner whistle. Looking well out of uniform, a chance to taste. Growing up finally, the elusive holy grail. Arrogance from the downtrodden expounds. Excluded from parties through sheer fear, leading exile from a prodigious slog, overqualified for hardship, a genius's time. The bitch left unsaid, landed as appropriate, blackened name over a solid phrase, waiting for the sun, a holy exercise, the promise of explosion on a further declaration, studied miracles, top knotted with favor. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Patricia. And up next, can we have Alexandra To behind the bar?
So right now I'm in my last year of college doing Montessori education. And this month we had to pick our dissertation topic. So I chose the topic of the developmental consequences on parental separation in a child's life. So thinking about that topic, I kind of thought like, oh, that would kind of be like a nice poem to write. So the poem that I wrote ended up being written in two different parts. So it tells two different perspectives, but of siblings from the same family, one younger and one way older. So there's a bit of the level of language and understanding of the home situation is totally different because of the age gap between the two siblings. So this is called The Fractured Puzzle. I am the youngest, the family's little princess. My birthday cake showed four candles in July. Now it is September. I missed the summer. Everyone smiled more and Daddy was in the house every day. My little princess, I won't be around as often anymore, but remember how much your daddy loves you. He told me, a small bit after my birthday. I don't understand why I can't see him every day anymore. I stopped asking Mommy where Daddy is, because she always looks sad when I talk about him. My big sister is my best friend, but she doesn't play with me like she used to. I knock on her door, but she tells me she'll play with me another day. She is like Mommy. She smiles less and looks sadder. I heard someone cry and looked into the living room. Mommy was hugging her. She was saying sorry, but I don't know why. Big sister then said, while still crying, why did he do it? Why? I couldn't hear anything else. They saw me and stopped talking. Were they talking about Daddy? I don't understand anything. I am the oldest, the family's kind angel. It is now May, and I turned 18 last week. I'm considered an adult now legally, but mentally, I felt like an adult for quite a long time. This family made me this way throughout the years. Days where I planned on meeting my friends, I had to cancel. I couldn't leave my little sister there while the house echoed from screaming battles. I held her close and played with her. She's too young to hear it all. I must protect her innocence for as long as I can. So I put up a mask whenever I was with her, pretending I was calm and happy, when all I could feel was anger and resentment towards Mom and Dad. I want the screaming battles to end. I can't take this anymore. I'm tired of being this family's anchor. I want change. It is now September. I often sit alone in my room, watching the rivulets on my window, thinking about how this home doesn't feel like a home no more. I want to change. Even begged the earths and heavens for it. The screaming battle stopped. The house is quiet, too quiet that it's unsettling. Dad moved out after an ear-splitting battle with Mom. The memory, half a blur, visiting me in my nightmares. I can still hear the screams and the earthquake-like crashes of furniture and plates, like it was yesterday and not 2 months ago. Mom took off sick holiday from work. Her physical presence is noticed, but mentally, she is torn from reality, surviving in her maladaptive daydreaming, ignoring her little princess as well as her kind angel. My little sister is confused, always watching the door, waiting for her daddy to step inside. I don't look for him, not after what he did. Will I ever forgive him for his disloyalty to Mom? She has flaws, but she didn't deserve this. Will he ever return? Or will he just forget about us in time? I'm scared for the future of this family, where I must be the anchor once again. Can this puzzle still work with the missing piece? Thank you.
Gorgeous, thank you so much, Alexandra. Okay, up next we have Stefan.
So this one came to me quite a number of years ago and it stuck with me, and I haven't performed it for an audience before, so if you'll bear with me, this is Beauty in All Things. Dina Ushla. Beauty in All Things. Derelict buildings have become monuments to our failure in stepping up to claim our sovereignty back. Too long have we accepted the status quo. Too long have we meekly stepped back from the pulpit and down off our soapboxes. Too long have we said it. It's fine. Could be worse. At least we're surviving. Surely they will eventually see the evil which they are perpetrating daily on a subdued and amnesic populace. No more. People of Corkig, people of Eru, people of the world, the time has come to awaken the tiger once again, to ignite the fire in our bellies that we have all carried since all a person could hold was grass. Untouched by the squalor surrounding them, they have watched from lofty towers as we starved. It could be justice to make them homeless, to see how they fare in systems of control and manipulation when they have not the full coffers and comfortable living that years of corruption and greed have afforded them. Let them eat cake and wear the same clothes day in and out. Let them slave a job not having a home to call their own, where we clothe their children and send them away to a better tomorrow. Let us do then as they do now and sit, staring at the dimming light of the future, as though it were the immersion left on for long, where we forgot the cost of our greed and mindless consumerism. The scorching heat of the sun is one thing, but let them tremble in the cold light of a winter morning as they emerge from doorways, alleyways, tents and ancient squats. But lo, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and with that light we see a window into our past. Once we all were sovereign and free. Let us rise again as one island and offer the olive branch to the jewel of our island. Let it be like the fresh stout off of which we offer them the cream of the top to quench the terror and hardships that they have known since the plantations, and then let us breed them out. Too soon? I think not. Not soon enough. Our day has come. Our day is now, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, until it is finished. May God and Gaia bless us all. The day of hope, healing, and truth is at hand. Let us rejoice and embrace each other once again in acknowledgement of our kinship, even those who must fall so we may rise as one. They work here, but we built this empire on our backs. Let us stand together and regard our handiwork and put our servants to work. Peace and plenty for all.
For Mila Mavis. So I mentioned a little earlier that there isn't very many names on the mic, so did anyone have a think if they would like to share a poem? Oh, no, it's just one per person. So are you Zizao? Yeah, okay. I just wanted to check if there's anyone else, but Zizao, please, everyone. Big round of applause.
Hello, my name is Zizou. Actually, I'm a Chinese, and I come to Cork as a visiting student. Actually, I haven't got in touch with English poetry so much, but my connection with poem are all through music. So today I will share a poem I knew from my favorite musician, Rachel Sakamoto. it's called The First Light, and it's wrote by Arseny Tarkovsky. And this I dreamed, and this I dream, and sometime this I will dream again, and all will be repeated. All be re-embodied. You will dream everything I have dreamed, in dream. To one side from ourselves, to one side from the world. Wave follows wave to break on the shore. On each wave is a star, a person, a bird. Dreams, reality, death, on wave after wave. No need for a date. I was, I am, and I will be. Life is a wonder of wonders, and to wonder I dedicate myself on my knees like an orphan, alone among mirrors, fenced in by reflections, cities and seas, iridescent, intensified. A mother in tears takes a child on her lap. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Z. Okay, did anyone else want to read or? No? Okay, I think, so look, we've had a fabulous night. Thank you just so much to everyone who participated in the five words, to our fabulous guest poets, Anna D. Our other guest poet, sorry, Safara Chama. And to everyone who was on the open mic, all fabulous. Thank you so much.